Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the historic Clay County Courthouse on the square here in Salina, Tennessee, right smack dab in the middle of this place. We're glad to have everyone back this morning. I know we've had a hiatus of a couple of weeks and hadn't been on, but we're back this morning with a fresh new show. We got some very interesting guests, and we'd like I said, welcome everyone back. And, of course, once again, we're coming to you live and live in color on your radio here this morning on WVFB-FM 101.5, Kicks Country. Serving Salina and Clay County area. So, like I said, we've got a very interesting show this morning, and we're going to get to that just in a few moments. But right now, we're going to take a little short break and get a little sponsorship in here, and then we'll be back with our first guest.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265. Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back, everyone. Like I said, once again, this is Thomas Watson here at the historic Clay County Courthouse on WVFB-FM 101.5, Kicks Country. And we're glad to be back after a couple of weeks of being off. And also want to make a little short, quick announcement here that the interview with Diane Black will be aired next week. I think Congress had been off for a few days, and they postponed that interview for a day. Normally, she's on the second Thursday, but she'll be on next week, so mark that on your calendars and be ready to tune in and let her catch you up on what's going on in Washington and how it's affecting Clay County and the state of Tennessee. Right now I have a very special guest with me, a former student who made it back to Clay County this year after working, I think, a number of years outside the county, and that's Mrs. Angela Treese. She is, I think, guidance?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
At the elementary school. And, you want to tell us a little bit about your roundabout journey making it back here, what you've been doing for the last few years? And
sure will. Thank you for inviting me here this morning. Left here in 1985 and stopped over at MTSU for a few years, then worked my way back east, working in Cookeville and getting my master's, and also living in Knoxville getting my EDS degree. Then I took off to Alabama for a while. Met my husband, and we moved back to Tennessee. We've been back since 2001 in Tennessee. I've been working with in the education field as a psychologist since that time, and had the opportunity to move back home just this summer. So I'm excited to still be in the education field, working as a guidance counselor in the school that formed me.
Okay. We'll say formed and not deformed, right?
Yes.
And I think we did a pretty good job maybe getting you started.
You did.
So, and sent you off, and look like you've done a pretty good job since you left us here.
Thank you.
And I think family-wise, you have a couple of daughters now, I think.
I do. Two girls, fifth grade and third grade.
So your troubles are just now starting.
Oh, boy.
But also, you said you came back as guidance counselor, and then I guess late in the summer, maybe even after the school had started, you learned maybe that you were going to pick up another position.
I did. I did. I have the wonderful opportunity to follow in some great footsteps, some big shoes. My father coached the junior high boys for several years, among other coaches, and I am fortunate to be able to serve in that capacity at this time.
And from what I've seen, it looks like you're doing a wonderful job.
I think we are.
I think a very good job with those young men. I think you'll form some good high school athletes over the years.
I hope so.
And I think probably you're planning on doing it a while, I think.
I hope so. They'll have me.
Well, usually they'll keep you around as long as you do a pretty good job. I know the season now is kind of winding down. I think you've played all your regular season games now.
We
have. You're getting ready for postseason.
Yes.
Well, just a quick thought or two on coaching all at once again.
It's amazing, and I know you can attest to that. It is its own world. It's rewarding. It's frustrating. But at the end of the day, when you step off that court, if you feel that you have advanced your players one step further, then that makes it all worthwhile. And it's not just about dribbling the ball or shooting the ball or rebounding. It's about that growth that the kids endure, that growth that they have throughout the whole process. And it's just wonderful.
There's so many lessons of life.
Yes.
That learn between those lines.
Yes, exactly.
It's fun to watch them grow.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It really is. I know a couple of the young men that you have there, I was very familiar with,
mm-hmm.
and I know they have been a big help to you this year. I know they were kind of the maturity of the team this year.
Mm-hmm.
I know you have a group of younger kids. You want to kind of give us a rundown on what mm-hmm. the makeup of the team this year?
Sure. We have 12 players total on the team. Unfortunately, we had one young man that was injured before the season started, and he's out for the season. He is an eighth grader, Seth Waters. And we're looking forward to him returning back to school as soon as the snow's melted. But we also have four other players, and we have two managers that are active with us. And those eighth graders, they are the leadership of the team. We have two eighth graders that are starters, Tyler Cherry and Seth Ogletree. And they are remarkable. They handle the boards. They run the floor. We also start three seventh graders. And those seventh graders are awesome. All of 12 are awesome boys, young men. But they are the main leadership of the team. They're mature. They're good kids.
Okay. How do you think these young men reacted to a female coach coming in after having nothing around them probably for the last few years except male coaches?
Well, one of the first things that I said to them in our team meeting, even before practice started, and I also said this to the players, or to the parents, I said, I will probably be the hardest coach you'll ever have because I'm not just worried about what you're doing on that court. I want to know what you're doing in that classroom. I want to know what you're doing at home. I want to know what you're doing in your community. And I think I surprised them because they thought, oh, we'll just play ball. Yeah, we're just playing ball, but there's more to just playing ball because we are representative of our school and our community. And if you're goofing off in the classroom, if you're goofing off in the community, then that's a reflection upon the team. So I think I surprised them, but I think they've responded pretty well to me. I think I passed their test.
I think you have also. I know it's sometimes it's tough that the athletes forget that they are students, that they are citizens of their school, citizens of their community.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the aura around athletics now, you know, that they're special, they're privileged,
mm-hmm.
All the rules don't apply to them. And sometimes it takes more than 1 year, more than one season to get across. But, you know, that's one of the things about coaching is that you have to visualize 2 or 3, 4 years down the road and, you know, and make the effort to make sure that what you see does come about.
Mm-hmm. It's all about their mindset. One of the goals that I have, or I have several goals, but it's about the scholarship and the sportsmanship. And you can portray that on the basketball court. Like I said before, we are representatives of our community, and we have an opportunity in a couple of weeks to travel outside of our community to play basketball, and I want them to shine.
You know, I know one of the greatest compliments that you can receive is when you take your basketball team somewhere and you stop at a McDonald's or somewhere to eat, and when you get ready to leave, the manager, you know, gives you this little finger to come over, and you say, uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
The first thought, well, it used to be, well, what have we done now? But now I know they'll call you, hey, this is one of the best groups we've ever had in here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a much, much better compliment than saying, hey, that's a great bunch of ball players.
Exactly. It is.
Okay, now I know... this is the first year. Is there one game during this year that kind of sticks out in your mind that maybe was a bit of a turning point? Or
yes, overall we've played 14 games and our overall record is 9-5, and I think that's awesome. I'm kind of proud of myself in that we've done so well, and I've been a part of that. But I think. I think the first game was my highlight. But I think for the team, probably the Hermitage Springs game, which took place right before Christmas, went into overtime. It was at home. The gym was packed with people. The high school had a game the same night, and their attendance was down, and ours was up. So I think for the atmosphere, I think the Hermitage Springs game was the highlight. We have... Seth Ogletree is our starting forward center. He's multiple talented, and he scored about 22 points that game. And he's averaging about 16, 18 points a game, double-digit rebounds. I think that was the game that he shined, but... he shined because of the other kids also. They all pitched in. Everybody hit the boards. They ran the plays. They kept their cool because one of the things that an opposing coach does is it's about upsetting the other team, getting them out of their game, and that's what Hermitage Springs tried to do. He threw everything at us, man-to-man, full court, you name it, he threw it at us. But the boys, they handled themselves. They kept their cool. And in the end, we came out the victor.
Okay, very good. Coach, I'm going to take a little short break here for a little break for our sponsors here. And we're going to come back. And as we said a minute ago, the regular season's over. And we're going to do a little quick rundown on what's coming up here in the next few weeks. And we'll be right back in a moment.
Husqvarna is the world's largest producer of outdoor power products. Husqvarna offers a full line of lawn and garden equipment for the homeowner and the professional. Chainsaws, blowers, trimmers, mowers, tillers, and zero turns. Husqvarna has everything you need and is here to help you with all of your outdoor power equipment needs. Stop by Clay County Farm Supply at 408 Brown Street in Salina or give them a call at 931-243-4169 to see how Husqvarna can help you. Husqvarna, taming the wild.
Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee is now your certified dealer for Gator Made trailers. Gator Made is your best source to buy trailers factory direct. Gator Made trailers offer a wide variety and style of trailers, such as utility, gooseneck, equipment, and pintle hitch trailers, enclosed cargo trailers, flatbed, platform, cargo, and dump trailers. And financing is available for Gator Made trailers and Husqvarna products at Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closier. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter paint, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
Welcome back, everyone. Here in the one of the rooms of the cozy and warm Clay County Courthouse, I've got Coach Dries from down at Salina K-8, and we're going to let her talk just a little bit about what's coming up next for the junior high boys. I know that, like I said, the regular season's over, and now the postseason is getting ready to begin. Coach, if you would.
Sure. I know the snow and the ice have slowed us down some. The district tournament has been rescheduled and shifted a couple times, but unless this blizzard comes through tonight, we are going to resume play, and we'll be at Red Bull in Springs. Tonight, Salina boys play. And we play about 8 o'clock. And so the bus is leaving at 6 for everybody that's going to follow us. Come on.
Bus is leaving at 6,
at
boys.
At 6, that's right. And so we'll travel there tonight, and hopefully we'll be playing again Saturday. Don't know what time yet. They're still working through the brackets. So, I mean, I'm excited that we'll be meeting up with Westmoreland, the sixth-seeded team, and we're seeded third. And hopefully we will be the winners again. We've beat them twice already, but as you know, come tournament time, we're starting over.
And that third one's tough.
It is tough. It is tough. But I have all the confidence in the world of my boys, young men. And I think that we will be playing again on Saturday. Westmoreland, they gave us a run the first couple of quarters, both games. But in the end, we hit the boards. They didn't. They did do a pretty good job scoring 66% on their three-pointers in that November game. But we took care of that in the December game. And they only scored about they only shot about 38% that second game. So.
Okay, and when this tournament is finished, you are going to another postseason tournament?
We are. Both girls and boys teams will be traveling to Murfreesboro starting next weekend, and we'll be playing in the James C. Hale tournament at Middle Tennessee Christian School. And the boys will actually play on Monday the 20th, and that game will start at 5:45 against Allard, and that's up in from Fentress County. And I'll let Coach Tia tell you about what the girls are going to do, but we'll be both playing on the same day. So we're excited about that. And if we win on Monday, then we'll play on Saturday.
Well, I have no doubt that that's going to take place.
Uh-huh.
So, but Coach, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning. And like I said, it's always great when you have a former student that comes back.
And former player.
Former player. I think maybe a year or so there that I was privileged to have you.
Freshman high school.
So maybe I got you started on the right path.
You did.
I don't know about that.
But it
didn't harm you too much, maybe.
You did not. No
harm.
But
it's been a pleasure having you here this morning, and I look forward to having you back again. Next time up, though, probably we might like you to come in and talk about being an elementary school counselor for a little while today with us. But once again, it's been a pleasure having you here, and you're welcome to come back at any time. And
thank you.
Right now, folks, we need to take a little short break again, and we've got our next guest coming up. I believe we're going to have Coach Tia Arms in, and she's going to talk to us a little bit about the junior high girls season this year. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thank you.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we're back here at the courthouse on WVFB FM 101.5, Kicks Country. We're glad to have everyone here with us this morning on this nice, crisp morning, and hopefully everything's thawing out your way. We're above zero again for a little while, and we've got a pretty cozy little fire going here and getting ready to start another conversation with Coach Tia Ashlock Arms and newly elected member of the Clay County Athletic Hall of Fame here in I think that announcement was just made maybe this past week. And congratulations on that.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here with us this morning, but we're not going to dwell on you that much this morning. We want to talk about the junior high girls this year, and I know that you've had a very successful season, and that season is drawing to an end. And first off, I'd like to let you maybe talk a little bit about the season, some of your outstanding players, if you'd like. Just kind of start in there and take it wherever you want to go with it, Coach.
All right. Well, thank you for inviting me here today. My season this year has been very, very successful. I am so proud of these girls. They've done a wonderful job. The harder I am on them, the more they like it. And I was afraid I was being too tough on them, and the tougher I am, the more they like it. But we've had a very successful year. Our record this year has been 12-2. We've only lost two games so far. The thing that I'm most proud of is, though, they never give up. They're always hustling. They're always trying. They're always doing what I ask of them. And the other thing that I'd like to point out is this year for a junior high girls team, they are averaging almost 50 points a game. Just really outstanding for a set of junior high girls.
That's a 24-minute game.
Yes, that's a 24-minute game.
You know, that's about a couple of points a minute.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, what we are trying to do is, since we're not very tall, we don't have a lot of height. Clay County in history just has not ever had a lot of height. So back when I played and back in the day, it was run and gun. Run, steal, press. So that's what we've been doing, and it's really been paying off.
Well, it's always good to do what you know.
Yeah, that's what I know. But my starters, I do have a really good group of girls this year. It's actually a split team. It's like almost every seventh grader has an eighth grader that's a match. I've got exactly six seventh graders and exactly six eighth graders. The ones that start, I'm very proud of all of them, but of my five starters, three of them are eighth graders. Two of them are seventh graders. And of the three eighth graders, one in particular, Jada Kerr, is averaging around 12 points a game. My other two eighth graders are averaging anywhere from 7 to 8 points a game. And my seventh graders are averaging 7 to 8 points, 6 to 8 points a game. So we're pretty consistent as far as all five girls. I mean, there's no one outstanding player.
No, it's a team. I mean,
it's
that's
a team, yes.
And I've watched them play a few times, and they play very well as a team.
Yes, they do. They do.
And I know you have, your number six player.
Yes, Morgan Stewart. She comes off the bench, and believe it or not, she really contributes, even though sometimes she may not feel like she does. She does, because I'm probably harder on her than any of them, because she has to learn all five positions. Because no matter which starter is in trouble, she goes in for it. Doesn't matter if it's a wing or if it's a post. she substitutes in. She's the one that I substitute in because she's a guard, but she's tall.
Yes.
And I don't have any height. So when I put her in, she has to play the 2 position, the 3 position, the 4 position, and sometimes the 5 position. So she has to know it all.
That's definitely a coaching luxury, though.
Yep. She has to know it all. And then I've got other girls that come in sometimes for point guard positions, and that's Chloe Barger, which is a 7th grader, and Kendall Johnson, which is an 8th grader.
Hey, Chloe's a new student, isn't she?
She's new, yes, yes. I have 2 new ones. I have one, Courtney Scott, that transferred from Hermitage Springs, and then, of course, the head football coach, Coach Barger, it's his daughter. Yeah.
Yeah, I know the Hermitage Springs thing, the rivalry there is so intense. You know,
yes.
It's tough on these girls because, you know, they are friends with each other, a lot of them, in the summertime. And then those 8th graders, you know, they have that intensity out there where they maybe don't like each other and they don't like to lose to each other. Then they got to turn around next fall and play
together.
they've got to be best of friends and play together. I mean, that's a unique situation here, but I think it's producing some outstanding basketball players.
Yes, it is. And one of the games that we did lose was to Hermitage Springs, and they did an excellent job that night, but my girls went in thinking they had the game won when they stepped off the bus. And since that game, honestly, that was our turnaround game. Since that game, we've not lost but one game since. And they have played, and I think that made them realize that, hey, we can be beat. And they've been a different team since that game.
And I think your other loss was to Macon County.
Yes.
Little junior high down, like I said, down in Macon County, and they've only got maybe, 1,200 students?
Yeah, they're classified AAA.
And I know you played them a tremendously close ball game down there was looking forward to kicking their butts when we got them back here in Salina.
We were, actually. We only lost by 4 points, and we led the entire ball game until that last fourth quarter. And then it was really a letdown for me. But, yeah, we were ready for them to come back. And, actually, I had won the coin toss. So if we played them again and we would have won, we would have been the conference champs, which is something we've not done in a while.
It's been a few years for
that.
Because Macon County has pretty much dominated.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, like I said, with their size advantage, number of players, and they've had some good basketball teams because they've part of those girls have made it to the finals of the state tournament in double-A basketball here at the state tournament level, which means they were turning out some tremendous talent down there at that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our girls really fought, and we are outsized. When we played Macon County, we were just simply outsized. But, again, we led the entire ball game until that fourth quarter, and we just kind of ran out of steam, and we took a spell to where that tall girl she started hitting, and we couldn't stop her.
Okay, we need to take just a short break here. We'll be back just in a few minutes with Coach Irons, and we're going to do a little bit more reminiscing about the season and what she's got to look forward to, and just maybe talk to her a little bit about the changeover from being a player to a coach, and we'll do that just in a few minutes.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265. Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
It's good to have y'all back with us here at the courthouse. We're coming to you here on this morning. We've got some other guests lined up here in a few minutes, but right now we've got Coach Tia Arms from the Salina K-8 Junior High Girls team here with us. And Coach, you were an outstanding player for Salina High School, and a lot of times good players, a lot of things they do instinctively, and no amount of coaching does that for them. But and then, you know, you do those things and you don't, a lot of times don't realize that you do them, and then you look around and say, you know, I need to teach this to someone else. And tell me about that a little bit.
That was one of the hardest things when I first started coaching is, as a player, you assume that these girls know certain things, and they don't. They don't. And that was one of the hardest things for me as a coach was I had to step back and take a look at what they knew how to do and rework everything. And that was one of the big differences from when I started to right now. With this bunch of girls I have right now, if they do anything wrong, I stop them and correct it. Because, again, I've got out of that mode assuming that they know what to do. I used to just fuss on them.
Yeah.
You know, you're not supposed to do this. You know better. And then I finally realized that they don't know better. They really don't. So that's one of the biggest changes that I've made as a coach is instead of just going to the attack mode, I now stop and say, look, this is why you're doing this. This is what you're supposed to do. And if you don't know, this is why you're doing it. I even have to go as far as explain them why.
Yeah.
You know, why are you doing it this way?
And, you know, the first question is, you know, where were you going and what were you going to do when you got there?
Yeah.
And a lot of times, you know, like you said, when a young athlete at that age especially is in the attack mode, they've got one thing on their mind. I'm going to get that thing to the hole and I'm going to score 2 points and nobody can stop me. And sometimes they look up and say, uh-oh.
Yeah,
there's five other colored shirts here in front of me, and I know that's a scary thought, and it's also something as a coach that you've done a pretty good job. Looks like this year taking care of things like that they're thinking, which you know, thinking and is the greatest asset that any athlete can have. Natural ability, of course, is great, but that part of the athletic body above the shoulders is very, very important.
What's funny, we had this exact conversation yesterday in practice. That's funny you said that. We had a conversation yesterday in practice, and I told them I had all 12 of my girls are all smart. And I told them I will take ball smarts over height any day. Because if you look at our stats, we probably are averaging 15 or more steals a game because they're smart. And they're patient. And normally in junior high, girls have a lot of turnovers. My girls do not have a lot of turnovers. They don't, because every defense that any team has thrown at us, and most of it has been either 2-3 or man, and they have trapped. Like yesterday, I showed them how to break every single one of them, how to break the trap, what to do. This is why you do it. And we're going to work on that again today.
And I know I used to say a whole lot of times you can coach a lot about a basketball game, but you can't coach 6 inches in height, no matter what you do. It will not make them a taller player. But, Coach, I know, like you said, you've had a great season this year. I know you've got a good bunch of girls, and now you're getting ready for the second phase of the season.
Yes.
You want to talk about that a few minutes?
Yes, of course. Because of our record, we have a bye, so we do not have to play tonight. I know the boys have a game tonight at 8, but we do not have to play tonight. Our game is Saturday at 1 o'clock, where they've backed it up, but it's Saturday at 1 o'clock, and we play the winner of Jackson County and Trousdale County. So we'll play the winner of those two.
And you have managed to – have you defeated both those in the regular season or split with them? Or?
No. In the regular season, we actually beat Jackson County twice, once by about 20 and once by almost 30. But, again, it's hard to beat them
scary.
Down
that's
two
scary,
out of three times.
Yes, that is scary.
Trousdale – we probably average beating them 30 points each time.
Yeah, that's scary, though. I mean, it is, because, you know, you drill in your players, you know, that doesn't matter anymore. If you lose tonight, guess what? You're done. Yeah. Didn't they? Well, Coach, never mind. We beat them 30 the other day.
Yeah. And that's the hard thing is they go into the game thinking, well, we've done beat them twice.
And, a lot, you know, that mindset is, you know, we're already 30 points ahead of
mm-hmm.
Well, you're not. It's 0-0 when it cranks up.
But if we win the game Saturday, we will be playing in the championship conference game Monday night at 7 o'clock.
Monday night
and then
at
if we lose, of course, we're still not out since we had
right.
the bye. So if we lose, then we'll play in the consolation game. And I think it's Monday at 5.
And I know, like I said, over the years, this has been a pretty tough conference, but
mm-hmm.
Salina K-8 has managed to pull out some wins a number of times in that thing, but it's a pretty competitive conference. We've got, you know, state champions that are in it. So we've had, like I said, double-A teams that have played in the state tournament the last few years. And then I just said a magic word, state tournament, didn't I? So, and that's coming up here in a few weeks.
Yes, in the state tournament, which I have a bracket, but our girls, again, had a good enough record at the time that the state, our record was like 10-1. So we had a good enough record that we, again, got a bye in the state tournament. Our first game's January the 20th. Of course, Miss Angie stated earlier it's at the James C. Hill State Tournament in Murfreesboro, but our game's January the 20th at 4:30 p.m. in the afternoon. And if we win that, the team that we play will be the winner between Friendship and South Fentress. So basically it's Friendship Christian and Clark Range.
Yeah.
I mean, that's who we play.
And, of course, they have, of course, Friendship is no longer in in the independent school league. They're now private school with their high school. And you said South Fentress is Clark Range,
mm-hmm.
Along with some other areas around
yes.
it that are feeders for Clark Range.
Yes, and if we win that game, we possibly could play Pine Haven, which is another feeder to Clark Range in York. Yeah.
So it could be a foreshadowing of things to come for the next 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
I know you're looking forward to giving Coach Sims 3 good basketball players next year. And I know, of course, he's got some pretty good young girls now. So, you know, look, the future's looking bright for our girls again.
If they keep growing and keep developing, they should, in 2 to 3 to 4 years, they should have an excellent, excellent high school basketball team.
And, Coach, what I know you plan on staying with the junior high a few more years, but I'd say your ultimate dream may be someday coaching at Clay County High School and girls. Or I've never asked you this before.
At one time, I thought I would like to, but coaching your daughter, even at the junior high level, is really, really, it's tough as a coach, and it's tough on her. I don't know that I want to be her high school coach. That's a decision I've not made yet.
Yeah, and that's a pretty good answer there, because I know it from having coached a number of years and saw coaches that did coach their own children. It's tough on them.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough on them because there is a line there that you're afraid you'll cross, and then there's a point where you're afraid you're not getting close enough to that line. Your normal job during the day with the Clay County Schools, I think you're a part-time teacher at the high school.
Yes.
And also, you are part-time at the alternative school?
Yes, I run the alternative school until 11:30 to about half the day. Then I have to go to Clay County High School and teach 2 math classes.
And then turn around and run down to Salina K-8?
I go to all 3 schools in one day, every day.
Can your husband cook supper pretty good? Or?
No, we eat out a lot.
It's been a pleasure having you here this morning. I know it was a pleasure the last couple of years working with you, and it's an extreme pleasure to see the success of both the boys and girls this year, the young men and the young women down at Salina K-8, and looking forward to a number of more good seasons down there with them. And I know the welcome for you, as with Coach Angie, is that anytime you want to, we'll come back and we'll go through this again. Maybe we'll do a little thing after you guys both win the state tournament and the conference tournament.
There you go. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much for coming by.
Thank you.
Now, back to the station again. Excuse me, back to the station. This is our station here. We don't go anywhere. This is WVFB-FM 101.5 Kick Country right here in the middle of Salina, Tennessee at the Clay County Courthouse. But right now, we'll take a short station break, and we'll get back to you just in a minute.
Husqvarna is the world's largest producer of outdoor power products. Husqvarna offers a full line of lawn and garden equipment for the homeowner and the professional. Chainsaws, blowers, trimmers, mowers, tillers, and zero turns. Husqvarna has everything you need and is here to help you with all of your outdoor power equipment needs. stop by Clay County Farm Supply at 408 Brown Street in Salina or give them a call at 931-243-4169 to see how Husqvarna can help you. Husqvarna, taming the wild.
Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee is now your certified dealer for Gator Made trailers. Gator Made is your best source to buy trailers factory direct. Gator Made trailers offer a wide variety and style of trailers, such as utility, gooseneck, equipment, and pintle hitch trailers, enclosed cargo trailers, flatbed, platform, cargo, and dump trailers. And financing is available for Gator Made trailers and Husqvarna products at Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closier. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter paint, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paint experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
Welcome back, everyone. We're back here now with what sometimes seems like maybe a co-host more than a guest. Mayor Reagan is back with us again this morning. I see he's got a little list of things over here, and I think he's going to give us a little rundown on the county commission meeting of a few nights ago, and then we may wander off into something else here in a few minutes. Good morning, Mayor. It's good to have you with us this
morning. Good morning, Thomas. Thank you so very much for the opportunity again, and Happy New Year.
Well, thank you. And we have started the new year, and
we have
a clean slate and ready to get all kinds of things done.
And we just trust that everybody out there had a blessed holiday and everything was safe. And we look forward to a prosperous year coming up in 2014. Bring everybody up to date on the county commission. We met Monday night at the complex, and of course the meeting is always called to order, and then we have a pledge and a prayer and roll call. And we had four notaries that was we took in consideration for the commission, and they approved all four.
Okay, just what is a notary? I mean, we see that all the time. What does a notary do?
A notary is someone that can attest to any kind of, whether it be a decision by a land deal or used to you'd have to get a notary. You don't anymore, but used to you have to get a notary if you wanted to sell a vehicle, not a mobile. And to sign your title over to someone, you just couldn't do it. You know, you had to have a notary or notary public, what they call it, and everything, to attest to that and to say, yes, this was done lawfully, and they put their seal on it and everything. So you have a lot of offices and a lot of businesses and stuff that employees that are notaries that can do business forms and any kind of thing like that.
So what they do is legitimate. They legitimize a written instrument of some kind, of saying, no, this is what it's supposed to be.
Yes, and they witness.
Okay.
Witness the sign in from one party to the other and everything.
You know, I know that a lot of folks have seen that over the years and really, I guess, just didn't know what you were talking about.
Yeah, and we have several that does that and everything. And I mean, like I said, a lot of your businesses and stuff, it has to have a lot of documents and stuff that are done. I know in my office, Donna, she's a notary for us there in the office and everything. And we have several down there at the complex that are certified notaries, and that all has to be approved to the county court and everything. And
get back to business now. I hate to interrupt you there, but I thought, you know, people might want to know about that.
That's what we're here for. We had three motions also that was took in consideration. The motion we always approve the planning minutes that the commissioners do, and we also had a motion this year to, as we have in the past, to recognize the fairest of the fair, which was Renee Morris. She was our queen of the fairs.
Our Clay County queen.
And so we recognized her and offered her a certificate that we appreciate her and everything. And I think they're going down to the state. She'll be also involved in the state competition. And I'm thinking that is around the 18th of this month. So Clay County is going to be represented at the state as
very
well, everything.
Very well represented.
So we certainly appreciate her very much. And also had a motion to select a architect and engineer for the jail out of the three finalists that the commissioners have been talking to in the past few months. And they made a selection the other night to ask the Kuntz, Binkley, Jones, and Morris architectural firm out of Mount Juliet, Tennessee, to come back and discuss with them again on about the contract, as far as, you know, phases and also prices of what, you know, because we got to pay an architect to do this. And so they didn't select the time of the meeting to come back the other night. They just selected that one out of those three. So they made their selection. So we're moving on with it.
So the next step will be selecting an architect?
The next step will be to hire. They've selected this one to come back for a final talk and to go into discussing the contract and all that. Now, if they go through that and they're not satisfied with what they see in their contract, if they can't negotiate that and everything, they'll go back and pick up the second one, I'm pretty sure, and go from there. So I have to commit on it. It's a long, drawn-out process, but they are taking baby steps and trying to get this thing, you know, trying to cross all the T's and dot the I's that, you know, whenever we're looking at the process.
Well, it's a big step for the county.
It's absolutely a big step, and it's one that we want to make sure that, you know, we're absolutely doing what we can do humanly, in our aspect of talking about it, that we're capable of doing and everything with all the instruction that we get from TCI, CTAS, and all the other folks that's helping us direct us, and hopefully in the right direction and everything, and absolutely, of course, the good Lord up above holding our hand as we walk through this process and everything. We also had, Thomas, we had eight resolutions that we talked about. Two of them was, one of them was to add a road to the county roadmap, and we do that every year because on occasion during the process of the year and everything, we have road names change, and even you'll have an area in the county that may want someone may want it to be added to the county roadmap, and that has to go through the process, the recommendation of the county highway superintendent to the county commission. And once they do that, and at the end of every year, beginning of every year, they have to come back and approve that and everything. So it goes on to the county roadmap, and then the road superintendent will send that the easement and all that stuff in the register of deeds office, so it'll be on record there.
And, you know, that's not a little thing anymore with the technology of today. A road change in Clay County has got to go all the way to Google Maps, don't they?
Yeah.
To be correct again, and it's not just a matter of changing the name anymore. 911 is also involved in that, I know.
It is, and they're the ones that 911 board is the one that recommends the name and to the county commission, and the county commission will take that in consideration, and they'll either approve it or disapprove it, depending on constituents out there. You know, if you don't have any a lot of opposition or something like that and everything, and then we had, just speaking of that, we did have a resolution to add a road name to the Clay County E-911 map. And just because you add a road name to the E-911 map, that don't necessarily mean it goes on to the county highway department. It don't become a county road until the highway superintendent recommends it and it meets the approval of the county commission and everything. And then once that happens, then the county highway department is responsible for that road, and they take over the maintenance and upkeep of that road and everything. We had a resolution to submit a application for some energy grant. This grant was a 50-50 match, and once we get into it and dig into the depth of it and everything, and they tie so much stuff to these things and everything, and I want to thank the Development District and Dr. Young and all of them for helping us try to weed through this and everything. So I'm not for sure that this is going to be something that's going to pan out, but the county commission give me the authority to go ahead and start it and try to see.
That's a tough match, isn't it?
It is, and it's not that, you know, that, and that's one of the things that, you know, that we want everybody to know, that just because we apply for grants and stuff, that don't mean we get them all the time. And then even if we are approved, we got to come back and figure out how we're going to come up with the match part. And even if that happens, which it's not, I don't want to be negative, but this grant is more difficult than what I thought once we started it. So we'd have to go back before the county commission, and they'd have to approve the funding and everything for it. An amendment for the drug fund was one of the resolutions that the sheriff department had got some funds that had to be, you know, put over into the drug fund and everything, and that has to go through an amendment. Resolution to reappoint the Clay County Agriculture Extension Committee. And those are the ones with Randall Kimes' office and everything. It's set up of some, I think it's going to be a farm woman and a farm man, and they have their stipulations. They go by, yeah. Some county commissioners have to sit on that and everything. So they have to be reappointed and set up every year. And then we had to, another resolution that was handed down from Franklin County to all the counties, the 95 counties in the state of Tennessee, to ask the legislature to up the rate of what they pay for holding state inmates. Right now we get $37 for holding a state inmate. They're just requesting, you know, to increase that and increase the possibility of taking care of all their medical. They do after a certain amount, but up to a certain amount they want, I think it's $1,000 that the county has responsible for and everything. And we did pass a resolution for the county to give me the authority to start the process of getting a bond rating. Clay County don't have, I guess, what in simple terms is a credit rating. We have a credit letter of recommendation accreditation, yeah, but we don't really have a bond rating. So we're going to start that process and everything. And it's I know you wonder, well, why does it cost to get a to let somebody else tell you that you're very capable of taking care of your debt. And so it's going to cost us around $5,700 to get this done, but I think in the long haul it'll wind up saving us probably $30,000-$40,000 to come back. I know for the school system, for the debt that they've got and everything, with a better rating, they can go back and refinance and get a lower rate and save quite a bit of money and everything in the process of that and everything. And that's some of the resolutions that was talked about. And if I may, I don't know how much time I've got. Sometimes you get me cranked up, and it's hard to shut me up and everything. But I do have one more thing I'd like to. Of course, the Affordable Care Act is something I know it's been on everybody's mind. And I got a letter from the, I think it was, and pardon the sound of rattling the paper and everything, but the Tennessee Healthcare Campaign for the Upper Cumberland. The Cookeville Regional Medical Center has granted funding to the Tennessee Healthcare Campaign to set up an office in Cookeville to help anybody as far as trying to weed through the marketplace and everything. We do have a gal here at the local health department that can help you as well, but they're wanting to come out, and I'm working with the senior director right now to set up a time maybe that we can do it at the community center, hopefully sometime in February, and we'll get that publicized and everything. And we'll try to do it in the afternoon, down in the evening, so people that's working and everything have the opportunity to come down. And these folks will do about a 45-minute presentation on what it's all about and be there to actually help you try to figure out, okay, to go on the website where you need to go and give you some ideas about what's out there in the marketplace and everything.
That sounds like a tremendous idea for our folks here. Mayor, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning. I'd like to stay another 10 or 15 minutes, but we're running down a little bit, and I'd like to make another introduction of a young man here, and appreciate you being here with us this morning. Scott, have a seat here with us this morning. I know we kind of threw Scott in like Daniel in the lion's den here. Scott is a recent addition to our family here as a volunteer. He's hosted the radio show a couple of times, and I don't know whether anyone even knew who he was. Scott, introduce yourself.
All right, my name is Scott Hunt. Me and my wife, Sheila, we moved out here last year, And we bought property here about 3 years ago, and, you know, just love the area and all. So we moved here last year, and I, like I say, guest hosted the regular bit, helped out with Moonshine Days, and just, you know, tried to get involved with the community. And, you know, so, you know, we're just local folks and wanted to get out of the big city. We'd lived in Nashville for 11 years and had enough of that. So
what did you do down in Nashville, Scott?
When I started off, I was driving a truck for, you know, Ryder Logistics, then worked for a couple other companies, mailing businesses, but, you know, did a few different things there and did music, and so I was involved in the music scene a little bit, and had a TV show there called 15 Minutes of Fame we did for a couple years, but, you know, just, like I say, just wanted to take a break and get out here in the small town USA here. That's where I grew up from, small town USA in Alabama.
Anyway, it's good to have you here in Clay County, and another thing I think maybe that whether you're expecting this or not, but you and your wife have ventured into something else here all at once. Was that kind of unexpected, or you want to tell us just real quickly about that?
Okay. Well, you know, out here we're a little economically challenged, so there's not that many jobs and everything, so we moved out here and kind of looked around at different things to do, and so what we've done now is opened up a Upper Cumberland General Store, and we're just going to try to expand on that and try to provide products for people here, you know, discount groceries, general goods, and local products from the Upper Cumberland. We try to promote the Upper Cumberland, so we have some local craftspeople with items in there. And we're located up here behind the Dairy Queen on Doctor's Drive, 101 Doctor's Drive. And tomorrow's our ribbon cutting, so we're going to have the ribbon cutting at 1:30 tomorrow. So I want to invite everybody to come out for that. And the inventory is going to change all the time, you know, because we'll be getting different products in. But we do want to try to promote the Upper Cumberland and local products, too.
Well, hopefully when you get established a little bit better, we can talk you into not only being a guest host, I don't know about a conflict of interest, but maybe doing a little sponsorship here or something.
Yeah,
but,
I was just talking to John. We'll be doing some commercial sponsorship.
But you know, like I said, we kind of threw you in this thing, and I know a lot of people on radio sitting there, well, you know, he ain't my cousin. I don't know this guy. Where's he from? But it's great to have you in, Scott, and we will, we'll be calling on you again here before long if you have any spare time. You know, at one time when you were, not really busy doing a lot of things, you could at the spur of the moment, you have done a couple of times to come in and host it for us.
Yeah, but I've enjoyed hosting and learning a lot about the community and the history of the community. And just encourage other people to get out there and be a part of the community. There's a lot of new folks here from out of state, and just get out there and get involved in the community, and there's a lot of great folks here and a lot of things to do.
You know, sometimes it takes an outside eye to look at what you've got to remind you of, you know, what's around you, because those of us that have grown up around this area, we look around and we see some of the hills and the semi-mountains around here. We look at the bluffs going down the river, and we say, well, you know, what's special about it? You know, it doesn't strike us anymore. But if we get a new set of eyes in here and starts looking at things, and we back up and say, hey, you know, I paid money to go see this somewhere else. Mm-hmm. You know, and look what I've got right here staring back at me.
Yeah, well, I drive to Pigeon Forge and fight the traffic and pay the high bills at the hotels and all that when you get it right here.
You know? Our mountains aren't hardly as high, but they're just as pretty. I don't think, you know, from the travels that I'm sure the three of us have made, we have ever found any place that offers more variety of things to see and do than we've got right here, basically in walking distance of where we live.
Yeah, there's a lot to do here if you just get out and explore.
And like I said, it's great to have you as part of our county family now, and it's been a pleasure having you here this morning, and I'm sure you'll be back again in a day or so. Mayor Reagan, it's always a pleasure here to have you here with me. And
We have trouble finding things to talk about sometimes, don't we?
One of these days, we're going to sit here and just talk till we get tired and they shut us off.
Absolutely. Thank you again so much for letting us do this.
But once again, this is Thomas Watson here at the historic Clay County Courthouse on the square at WVFB-FM, 101.5 Kicks Country. And once again, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.